From Hollywood, the Mel Blanc Show, brought to you each week by the Colgate Palmolive Teeth Company, makers of Colgate Tooth Powder for a breath that's sweet and teeth that sparkle. Colgate Tooth Powder for a breath that's sweet and teeth that sparkle brings you Mel Blanc in his own fix-it shop with Mary Jane Croft, Earl Ross, Joe Kearns, Hans Conry, Victor Miller and his orchestra, and Mel himself playing that delightful character Zookie. Here he is, the star of our show, Mel Blanc. It's early morning in the fix-it shop, and like any other wide-awake businessman, Mel is getting a clear picture of what's going on in town. No, he isn't reading a paper. He doesn't have to, as long as Mr. Snoop, the gossipy postman, pays a daily visit.
Any mail for me, Mr. Snoop? No, don't rush me, Mel. I'm having trouble with my mail bag again. All bursted out to the seams.
Well, okay. Let me have it. I'll fix it.
Oh, thank you, Mel. Never saw such an interest in mail as I have this morning.
It's too bad Esquire only comes out once a month, huh?
I see Mr. Blodgett's liver is acting up again. Got a bill here for him from his doctor.
Hey, how can you tell so much about everybody from the mail?
Oh, tell most anything, Mel, just by looking at the envelope. Why, you know I followed the courtship of Widow Parker and her fella for 5 years. At first, all the letters were their mail, special delivery.
Couldn't wait to be together, huh?
Yeah. And then they started squabbling. Letters began coming just plain air mail, then regular mail. Yes, sir, and you just the day they called it quits, too. You know how?
Started writing postcards.
No. A letter come. 2 cents postage due.
Okay, Mr. Snoop, here's your bag.
Oh, thank you.
Now, how about my mail?
Oh, you got just a postcard this morning, Mel. Let me see what it said. A community chess drive announces the appearance of Betty Rhodes at the Municipal Auditorium. And, can't make out the small type here on the bottom. Left my glasses to home.
Well, don't take it to heart, Mr. Snoop. I can read my own mail.
You know, today's mail is full of these here postcards. Got one here for your girl kid brother, Tommy.
Oh, sure. Tommy's president of the Betty Rhodes fan club in town.
I was talking to some of the kids. They want to hold a little party for Miss Rhodes. They can't find a place.
Say, wait a minute.
What's the matter, Mel?
Well, why don't I talk to Tommy and tell him they can get together with Miss Rhodes right here in the fix-it shop?
Oh, I don't know. You know, Miss Rhodes is a pretty big star. That's why the kids are so particular.
Oh, my girl Betty's always saying I ought to get some publicity for the fix-it shop. This is my big chance. I'll get the place all cleaned up for him.
Oh, I still don't know.
Well, I'll tell Tommy I know Miss Rhodes, that we went to school together.
Did you?
Well, in a way. Of course, they were different schools. Oh, but you got to use a little imagination in this business.
Well, I wish you luck. Sure like that song Miss Rhodes sings in the jukebox in Thompson's Ice Cream Parlor. Rumors are flying, there's no denying.
Yeah, rumors are flying. That might be a good song for you, Mr. Snoop.
It might be if I wasn't one for mine and own business. Well, so, Mel. Rumors
are flying. Goodbye, Mr. Snoop.
Hiya, Tommy.
Oh, say, Mel, is that you what you said on the phone? Yeah, I mean about knowing Betty Rhodes personally.
Well, I don't like to brag,
oh,
but...
gosh, my future brother-in-law is really solid, right on the beam. Hey, man, slip me some skin.
Huh?
Well, you dig me, don't you? I said, slip me some skin.
Where am I going to get some? I'm wearing all I got.
Oh, boy, are you booty.
Booty?
Well, yeah, you know, Mellow Rooney.
Oh, that explains everything.
And now you take Betty Rhodes.
Oh.
Of course, I don't have to tell you, you being such an old friend.
Oh, of course.
Say, you know what makes her such a nipple snatcher at the jukeboxes?
Booty?
Right. She's a reed sweet with a mellow beat. Uh-huh. Don't you agree?
Oh, but definitely. I think. But look, Tommy, how about my proposition?
Oh, it's a deal. Miss Rhodes will meet her fan club here in the fix-it shop this afternoon at 4 o'clock.
Good boy, Tommy.
Oh, and I'll send our secretary, Ruthie Nelson, over with a phonograph. And she'll help you clean up the shop, too.
Fine.
Well, so long, Mel. Everything's going to be just booty.
Sure. Booty. Why not? Mr. Rhodes will come in. I'll say, hello, Betty. She'll have to say hello to me. We will know each other. It's simple. But if it's so simple, why am I so scared?
Now, is it true what everybody's saying, that you're a personal friend of Miss Rhodes?
Oh, that. Well, you see, Betty...
We've heard her on the jukebox so many times, and you never even told me.
Oh, I guess it just slipped my mind, honey.
Oh, I know. You were afraid I might be jealous. Now, weren't you?
Well...
Of course, that's it. But, darling, I don't mind at all. I think it's wonderful. Why, even Father was impressed when Tommy told him. You know what Daddy said?
No, but I can guess. He probably went...
That's right. But this time he meant it affectionately.
I don't know. How can you bite somebody's head off affectionately?
Well, tell me, Mel, what's Betty Rhodes like?
Well, honey, she's, a girl.
You certainly don't miss a thing, do you?
Booty.
What?
Yeah, she's a reet sweet with a mellow beat.
What?
And you can take my word for it, too.
Well, I don't know if I like you knowing her that well.
Oh, honey, I'm just doing this to get some publicity for the fix-it shop.
Well, anyway. Oh, yes, I almost forgot.
What's that?
Well, Daddy's coming over here, and he said that since you know Miss Rhodes so well, there's a big favor you can do for him. Well,
isn't he a little too old for autographs?
Oh, darn. No, it's something else. He was very secretive about it. He said if all this is true, he'll be your friend for life.
Gosh, that would be swell.
But he said if all this was a gag, he'd...
Yeah, I know. And he's strong enough to do it, too.
Of course, I told him it couldn't be a gag. That'd be silly.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, darling, I'll see you this afternoon when Miss Rhodes gets here. I can hardly wait. Bye.
So long, honey. Gosh, how am I going to do any favor for Mr. Colby when I never even saw Miss Rhodes in my life? Well, I'm going through with it anyway. When she comes in, I'll just step up like an old friend, and I'll say, hello, Rosie. I know the exact words I'm going to use. Gosh, I wonder what word she's going to use. Oh, no, she couldn't. She's too much of a lady.
Use Colgate tooth powder, keep smiling so fine. Use it each morning and use it each night.
Don't take a chance with your romance.
Use Colgate tooth powder.
A breath of trouble dims your chance of being someone's big romance. You think that this breath of trouble, I mean unpleasing breath, could be hurting your romance? Let Colgate tooth powder help you. Just do this. Brush your teeth night and morning before every date with Colgate tooth powder. For Colgate tooth powder cleans your breath as it cleans your teeth. Yes, scientific tests have definitely proved that in 7 cases out of 10, Colgate tooth powder instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. What's more, no dentifrice at any price cleans your teeth more quickly and thoroughly than Colgate tooth powder. Remember to buy it first thing, and remember the name, Colgate Tooth Powder, with the accent on powder.
Don't take a chance with your romance.
Use Colgate Tooth Powder.
Well, Mel decided to get some publicity for his fix-it shop, and so he told a little white lie about knowing Betty Rhodes personally. Mel's girlfriend is duly impressed, and even her father, Mr. Colby, is beginning to see Mel in a different light.
Hello, Mr. Colby. What was that, Mr. Colby? Yeah, it is kind of warm in here.
Mel, is it true what they're saying, Tommy, Betty, everybody, about you and Betty Rhodes being such good friends?
Well, sure, that's right.
I wouldn't be surprised if she was an old flame of yours, huh?
Oh, not exactly a flame. Just sort of a flicker.
But anyway, that's good. That's wonderful. There's something you can do for me, son.
Son? Gosh, Mr. Colby, you just called me son.
Well, now, Mel, don't I always call you son?
Yeah, but that's only the beginning. Son do this and son do that.
Yes, yes. Well, between you and me, Mel, between you and me, I am not just a manager of a supermarket. There's a side of me even you haven't seen.
Oh, you probably look the same on both sides. I mean,
yes. Ever since I was a kid, I wanted to be a songwriter. Like 20 years ago, for instance, I just missed the Wheel of Fortune.
You did?
Yeah, I wrote a song, but it flopped. Someone had written Who Threw the Overalls in Mrs. Murphy's Chowder.
Well, what was the name of your song?
Who Dunked the Pajamas in Mr. Galucci's Minestrone?
Yes, everybody steals my ideas, but now I have a new song, and nobody can steal this one.
Why not?
It hasn't got a title.
Oh,
Melvin, my son, you get Betty Rhodes to sing it, and I'll do anything I can for you.
But, Mr. Galucci...
But Collins, if you mess it up, you know what that means.
Yeah. Gosh, it's getting warmer in here all the time.
Well, son, can I depend on you?
Sure, I'll tell Rosie.
Rosie? You must know her real well. That's great.
Oh, how does your song go?
Oh, two eyes of a blue, a heart that is so blue.
Blue, blue?
Yes, like it?
Well, it sounds like a great song for a hoot owl.
Huh?
Well, you know, it sounds a little familiar.
Of course it does. I just sang it to you.
Oh. Well, okay, Mr. Colby. I'll tell Rosie all about it.
Oh, fine. I'll be here to sing it for her myself. Two eyes of blue.
Nephew, now I've heard everything.
Did you hear Mr. Colby?
Yes. And how can he yell like that with no one beating him?
Gosh, Uncle Reuben, I think I'm getting a little nervous.
Yeah, yeah. You better let your old uncle give you a little advice about the right approach when you meet a lady of the theater.
Oh, please, I'm in enough trouble.
For instance, when I used to wait at the stage door for Lillian Russell every night, I was the very epitome of courtliness and gallantry.
So you've told me.
Why, when that great lady came out of the theater, I'd meet her with a low bow. Then I'd guide her gently to her carriage. I tell you, the stage door Johnny didn't have a chance when I was around.
That's because you were the doorman.
Sure.
Gosh, Tommy said some girl named Ruthie Nelson was going to bring a phonograph and help me tidy up the shop. Where is she?
I wouldn't worry about Ruthie Nelson, nephew. You'd better worry about Betty Rhodes.
Well, I'll let you in on a little secret. I am.
Oh, pardon me, young man. Is this the right way to Mel Blanc's fix-it shop?
Why, sure, just around the corner. Say, aren't you Betty Rhodes?
Why, yes, huh?
Oh, gosh, Betty Rhodes. Oh, gosh, I don't know what to say. You know, I've seen your pictures, and Mel Blanc's fix-it shop is just around the corner, and your old pal Mel Blanc just can't wait to see you.
Old pal? I just want him to fix my phonograph.
Oh, well, I'll see you later, Miss Rhodes.
All right, thanks a lot, Sonny. Oh, pardon me. I brought this phonograph in and...
Oh, you must be Ruthie Nelson. Here's your broom. You can start sweeping out the place. Hey, where you been?
What?
Well, Tommy sent you over for the Betty Rhodes meeting, didn't he?
Oh, you must be the one who's Betty Rhodes' old pal.
Old pal? Oh, I'm the only one who ever called her Rosie.
Rosie?
Yeah. She called me Melzy. Uh-huh. We're practically lifelong friends. Well, look, kid, you better get busy with that broom, huh?
With a broom?
Yeah, and here's a rag. You can start dusting when you're through. Everything's got to be spick and span when she gets here. I got a big favor to ask her, Rosie.
Well, I'm sure you're going to get just what you're asking for, Melzy. Oh, my aching back.
What's the matter, Ruthie? Tired?
Yes, and I'm beginning to wonder if Betty Rhodes is worth all this trouble.
Oh, how can you say that? You, secretary of her fan club. Here, take all this trash in the back of the shop. Zuki will tell you what to do with it.
Zuki?
Yeah, he's my assistant.
Well, okay.
Well, everything's shaking up.
Well, I guess this must be the back of the shop.
If people will say we're in love.
Are you Zuki?
Sure, I'm Zuki.
Well, look, Zuki, where do I put this trash, huh?
Trash? Oh, just put it in the ash. Yeah, put it in the incinerator, and sweep it under the rug.
Say, Zuki, where did Mel meet Miss Rose?
He's only making believe. So he can get on the right side of his girl's father.
Oh, I see.
Hey, you know, I'd like to be a singer, too.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, I'm not bad. Listen. It will be one meatball. It's a pickle in the middle and the mushroom.
Oh, what's the matter, Zuki?
I think I'm getting a severe stomach ache.
And half a day to fix the job has become the talk of the town.
Yeah, honey, I guess my little publicity stunt's going over with a bang.
Tommy and the rest of the fan club should be here any minute.
Now, look, son.
Yes, Mr. Colby?
When you talk about my song to Rosie, say it's beautiful, sensational, soul-stirring. You know, two eyes of a blue, a heart that is true.
Please, Father, not again.
Oh, hi, everybody.
Oh, Tommy.
Oh, when's Miss Rose going to be here, Tommy?
Be here? She's been here for 2 hours.
What?
Well, sure, I showed her how to get here. And here's her phonograph.
Oh, but that's Ruthie Nelson's.
Oh, no, it isn't. Ruthie couldn't make it. That belongs to Betty Rhodes. You see? Here are her initials. B-R.
That's Ruthie. Somebody slapped me on the back.
Something wrong, Mel? Shall I get you a glass of water?
Yeah, put some poison in it.
Mel, what's the matter?
Darling, what is it?
Hey, look, everybody, I might as well tell you. I don't know.
Well, hello, everybody.
Oh, hello, Miss Rhodes.
Well, aren't you going to say hello, Melzy?
Melzy? Look, Miss Rhodes.
Oh, Melzy, call me Rhodesy.
Rhodesy? I must be off my nuts.
Come on now, honey. Don't be so embarrassed.
Melzy, you didn't embarrass so easily when we went to school together.
School? Huh? Oh, sure. I remember the last time I said goodbye to you, Rosie. You cried like a baby.
I did.
Of course, you was only 2 years old.
And just think, in the meantime, you've become a big, aggressive businessman.
Remember me? Two eyes of blue. What? That is true. You hear something, Miss Rhodes?
Yes, frightening, isn't it?
Miss Rhodes. I mean, Rosie, my future father-in-law here, Mr. Colby, he's got a new song he wrote. He'd like you to sing it for him.
Oh, say, the kids will be here any minute. Let me put on your new Victor record. Rumors are flying.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Go right ahead, Tommy.
Sure, I'm falling in love. sing, darling, all the rumors are true. And they whisper about the flowers you keep sending me by the dozen. And they wonder about the hours that you spend with me. It keeps them buzzing. Rumors are flying, and I'm not denying that people are sure of falling in love with you. 'Cause for a change, darling, all the rumors are true.
Song you wanted me to sing?
Oh, I've been robbed again.
Daddy, where are you going?
Colby is flying. There's no denial.
Well, guys, we'll be back in just a minute.
You told me to bother. Keep smiling just right. Use it each morning and use it each night. Don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate toothpowder.
A breath of trouble, I mean unpleasing breath, can lose you friends and alienate people. So ask yourself if you could have this social handicap. Best thing to do is to guard against it. Brush your teeth night and morning and before every date with Colgate tooth powder. For Colgate tooth powder cleans your breath as it cleans your teeth. Yes, scientific tests have definitely proved that in 7 cases out of 10, Colgate tooth powder instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. What's more, no dentifrice at any price cleans your teeth more quickly and thoroughly than Colgate tooth powder. Remember to buy it first thing. And remember the name Colgate tooth powder with the accent on powder.
Don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate tooth powder.
Gosh, we had a lot of fun tonight. Thanks, Red, Betty Rhodes, for dropping in.
Oh, it was a pleasure, Melzy. And goodbye, Zuki.
Yes, goodbye, everybody. Good day, everybody. Hello.
Everybody, we're reminding you to Colgate tooth powder for a breath of sweet that Jesus Sparkle brings you the Mel Blanc Show every Tuesday at this time. Be sure to join us again next Tuesday night for more fun with Mel and the people you'll meet in Mel Blanc's Fix-It Shop.
Say hello to Halo Shampoo for naturally bright and beautiful hair. Remember, even finest soaps and soap shampoos hide the natural luster of your hair with dulling soap film. But Halo Shampoo contains no soap, therefore leaves no dulling soap film. Even in hardest water, Halo makes oceans of rich, fragrant lather, quickly banishes loose dandruff and dirt. Halo needs no lemon or vinegar rinse. Say hello to Halo and goodbye to dulling soap film. Get Halo shampoo at any cosmetic counter.
The Mel Blanc Show was written by David Victor and Herb Little Jr. and was produced and directed by Joe Rhine. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.